With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Simply go to tntradio.live, live from Houston, and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Well, I had quite the interesting 24 hours. And though many of you may not know, you did too. My day, I was off the air, did all my show prep for today's show, and I get a text message from my boss over at Newsmax. Says, I need you. It is my time, local time. 9:30-ish, 9:15-ish, somewhere in there. And after the indictment hit of President Trump yesterday, Newsmax wanted to do expanded coverage up until midnight Eastern time. So your liberty-loving Latino, we did the radio show, did the normal TV show at 4 o'clock, show prep, did the Salcedo Storm podcast, did a lot of updating there, and then just when I thought my day was winding down, thank goodness I hadn't, I don't have adult beverages during the week, I just don't do that. Thank goodness, though, it was a Thursday and not a Friday, because jumped on the air last night, and we had an hour commercial-free on Newsmax. And what we talked about was this indictment. Now, look, those of you around the rest of the world who are listening on TNTradio.live, TNTradio.live, what you're witnessing, I believe, is the end of the United States of America. What I believe you are witnessing, as for the first time in our history, you have a sitting administration of one political party using the mechanisms of government to take out their leading challenger. By the way, President Trump is leading in all the polls in the primary. He's leading. There's one outlier poll that says that Joe Biden is beating Trump, but nobody believes it. Only Rob Reiner, meathead from All in the Family, believes that kind of crap. Only Joe Walsh, this. You guys, I mean, let me just tell you what the kinds of things that Joe Walsh is saying. Joe Walsh was once considered to be a conservative, believe it or not. But Joe Walsh is saying the cult never, ever, 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 and he has a whole bunch of evers, holds the cult leader accountable. That's what he calls all of you Trump supporters. Those of you who believe in having a businessman who doesn't want to give America away to our enemies, that's what Joe Walsh considers to be a cult leader. And if you support America First, Joe Walsh calls you a cultist, as does all these other worthless pieces of pond scum who are never Trumpers, who claim to be Republicans. So what these never Trumpers did in siding with the socialists, as they have set us on a path, well, it's either going to be civil war or civil surrender. That's exactly what's happened. Because now, with the FBI, now I want you to think about this. The FBI finally turns over the FD 1023 that shows that Joe Biden took money, $5 million, from an oligarch, a Ukrainian oligarch associated with Burisma. Anybody remember what Burisma is? Burisma was the company where Hunter Biden, who had no experience whatsoever to work for, was getting, what was it, $50,000 a month or something like that? Can't remember all the money flowing into the Bidens from foreign sources. It all kind of melds together, doesn't it? So what we come to find out, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who actually saw the documentation yesterday in a skiff, she says, why are we in a skiff? It's an unclassified document. The American people ought to be able to see it. Why are we in a skiff? Well, we don't want it known because we're the FBI and we're owned by Democrats. And we hate you Republicans. We hate our Republican. We're taking over. The Democrats are taking over. Your rights are suspended. The rule of law is suspended. And we're going to use every mechanism we can to make sure this happens. On the day that the FD 1023 is revealed, on the day that happens, Trump is indicted. Now, here's the pays de resistance. The members of Congress who bothered to show up were told that not only does this FD 1023 exist, there are others. There are others. Other investigations into Beijing Biden and his multiple, let me say it again, multiple attempts and successes at selling out our country for foreign cash. What Joe Walsh would say is perfectly fine for him, because if you support Trump, you're a cultist. But if you support Beijing Biden like Joe Walsh does, then, you know, foreign payoffs to sell out America, Joe Walsh is okay with that. See, Joe Walsh, if you're going to call me a cultist, we can call you a traitor. Because you are a traitor. You're a traitor to this country. America First is not a cult. Adhering to the rule of law and the Constitution of the United States is not a cult. But I want you all to notice a pattern here. And it was set in place by one of the truly evil men of our time, Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama started all this. Hillary Clinton was guilty. James Comey told us, evidence of crimes, but she wasn't prosecuted. Instead, Trump was investigated. Hillary wasn't investigated, Trump was. Joe Biden was guilty, and I got to pull that soundbite. It occurs to me that I hadn't pulled it yet. Beijing Biden, he says he's going to withhold federal funds to Ukraine until the prosecutor investigating his son's company, Burisma. Oh, there's that company again, Burisma. He's going to withhold congressionally approved funds. I believe it was $1.2 billion. He's going to withhold that money that was allocated by Congress, which, according to the Democrats, is impeachable because that's exactly what they impeached Trump for, which Trump didn't do. Trump ended up sending the money over. But Biden made the threat, admitted he made the threat. So Biden admitted his guilt and they impeached Trump. Beijing Biden admitted that he has been stealing classified information for the United States, from the United States, since 1974, his time as senator. Senators do not have the time, do not have the authority. They do not have the authority to declassify anything under our Constitution. Beijing Biden, as vice president, stole classified information. As vice president, he didn't have the power to declassify anything. Yet, Biden admitted he's guilty. Trump is under indictment. President Trump did have the ability to declassify information. President Trump did have the authority to do so. Yet, he's under indictment. Why? To take him out. And you can excuse Rob Reiner, meathead, for being a dumbass. That's who these people are. These people on the left. Joe Walsh, there's no excuse for you. There's no excuse for you. And all the rest of your never Trumpers, you knew. And, you know, Joe Walsh is going a step further. Joe Walsh isn't just voting for Democrats. Joe Walsh isn't doing what Mitch McConnell, isn't just doing what Mitch McConnell is doing. Mitch McConnell supporting Democrats. and supporting Republicans who support Democrats. Joe Walsh is now in the Democrat camp of treason. Of treason. So, to all you Never Trumpers out there, and you know who you are, this is where you've brought our country. Congratulations. You have now solidified that there's only going to be one way this goes. Either the Republicans rise up and they impeach the SOB, because, frankly, Joe Biden is guilty of doing everything Trump is accused of, frankly. So they either get the stones or just pack it in, Republicans. Just pack it in. Because the Democrats are playing for keeps. They want to wipe you out. Now, I anticipate in the coming days there will be a lot of party switching going on. Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn will be switching to Democrats. I anticipate that because they don't want to fight their Democrat friends. They don't want to fight for the Constitution. They realize they so royally screwed up that, well, damn it, Russ, I was going to play the Thank God It's Friday. Can you just let me do this, because it may be the last time we're going to play it. Let me just do the Thank God It's Friday, then we'll go to break, okay? I'm just going to do that, because I just want to play it, because it may be the last time that we're going to be able to say Thank God It's Friday, because, folks, where we are headed after this point, you've heard the term uncharted territory. This is where the United States of America is. And I have no crystal ball. There's no precedence for this. I have no idea where it ends up.
Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's
All right, folks, enjoy your weekends while you still have the freedom to move. Enjoy your weekend while you still have the ability to breathe free, because with the Democrats taking over and the Republicans laying down and refusing to defend you in the Constitution of the United States, I don't have high hopes for our republic surviving. When the Democrats can weaponize the government to take out their political opponents, where's your choice? Where's democracy, Democrats? Where's democracy? Our telephone number is 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. The Getter and Rumble chats are available for you. If you would like to opine, I'll put your words out in case you want to type them rather than say them. It's the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
You should hear what David McBride and Dr. Robert Brennan are talking about.
This is specifically with regard to defamation, where Nine and other news networks had painted a pretty poor picture of Ben Robert Smith, and so he was taking them to court for defamation, and it doesn't have any criminal consequences.
Although there has been a lot of media coverage over the years, both leading up to the publication of the Burrison Report and since then, and a lot of allegations have been aired, in the main, most of those allegations have not named a specific individual. What made these circumstances involving Ben Robert Smith and Nine a little bit different to that is that back in 2018, The Age newspaper, so Nick McKenzie and Chris Masters, who wrote for The Age newspaper, they named Ben Robert Smith, and they made very, very specific, very, very detailed and highly damaging allegations against Ben Robert Smith. They basically said, you know, this individual is a war criminal, this is why, and they went into a lot of detail in a series of, I think there were six newspaper articles. That's where this case differs from some of the other media coverage of some of the other events that happened in around that period of time in Afghanistan.
McBride and Brennan with David McBride and Dr. Robert Brennan on today's News Talk Radio, TNT. A better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
Have you ever felt like time was moving too fast? Do you need a break from the hustle and bustle of your daily routine? Then come and experience Sam Sam Yau Noi, where time slows down and magic comes to life on the stunning Yau Noi Island in southern Thailand. Our private villas and public spaces are quiet, spacious, and very inspirational. Inside and outside magic spaces, you'll find exceptional facilities and a full contemporary art collection to inspire your senses. Our dedicated Sam Sam family is here to provide bespoke services to make your stay unforgettable. Let nature and our Sam Sam family team take over, and you'll get the utmost recalibration of your mental balance. Discover the enchantment that awaits you at Sam Sam Yau Noi. Book your stay today at Sam Sam Yau Noi and experience our magic places. Magic spaces for yourself.
Book your stay in Thailand now and visit samsam-spaces.com.
This is the sound of a generation rising above. The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow. You can learn more at soundsofhistory.org.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. As of yesterday, my property is its own country, says Jag 1071 Ultramag on the Getter Chat. You know, I understand the sentiment. I understand, folks, I sat there last night on the set of our Newsmax studio, and I'm thinking to myself, I never thought we would ever get here. But the tyrannical nature of these socialists, this is their effort. They're taking over. They are introducing socialism on a local level. Rodney Ellis and the AOC of Texas, Loony Lena Hidalgo, they are confiscating wealth and redistributing wealth the way Karl Marx and Lenin did. They're not Americans anymore. And to all of you people in Houston, I'm wondering why you even take Loony Lena Hidalgo or any of her, and this includes all of you Democrats who still believe in the Constitution, why you take any of their prescriptions that have to have any force of law. They are in direct violation of who we are as Americans. They're in direct violation. Rodney Ellis and Loony Lena and Adrian Garcia, and I forgive me for not remembering the other socialist shrub, they're illegitimate. They are illegitimate. And their party on the national level, I was asked by the folks over at TNT, now where do we go next with what's happening here to President Trump? For those of you just tuning in, he's been indicted for doing what Joe Biden admitted he did. He's been indicted on holding classified information. So let's go through this case point by point. I was listening to Matthew Whitaker this morning, and I think he made a fantastic point about, and even, folks, when you can't bring along Chris Cuomo, Chris Cuomo's an admitted communist. Chris Cuomo is an admitted communist, and even he is saying, I don't even know where the hell he's working these days, but even Chris Cuomo is saying that there's no there from the Department of Injustice. The FBI paid a visit to Mar-a-Lago. They recommended that Trump upgrade his locks. Joe Biden's garage was wide open with all of his classified information next to the Corvette. Yet Joe Biden gets no investigation, no impeachments. That's the only way you can't indict a sitting president. That seemed to get really stick in the craw of Democrats when Trump was in. Now they're all for that principle, by the way. Because frankly, folks, every Democrat knows that Joe Biden is crooked as hell. You know who gave him the name Quid Pro Joe? Democrats. Democrats knew that you couldn't get anywhere unless you paid Joe Biden off. You couldn't get his vote unless you were talking greasing his palms and patting his pockets. Every Democrat knew that. That's why they worked so long when that party was still majority Americans, keeping him out. So President Trump has been indicted. It's going to be up to this jury in Florida as to whether or not the government's going to make the case. And they don't have the goods, according to a lot of people who have looked at these indictments, because everybody knows, except for Rob Reiner and Joe Walsh, everybody knows that a president has the right to declassify nearly everything. He can't out political operatives, intelligence operatives. He can't do that. And he can't give away he can't declassify nuclear codes. But short of that, everything else can be declassified. He had the power and authority to do so. You know what he declassified, folks? Do you know what President Trump declassified? He put out a letter on this, and it was republished on Twitter ahead of this indictment. Let me see if I can find this. Hold on a minute. I can't remember who posted it because I put it up on Twitter. By the way, the Twitter account is @CSalcedoShow. Signed letter from President Trump dated January 19th, 2021, the day before he left office, declassifying Crossfire Hurricane. These documents showing that Barack Hussein Obama, Beijing Biden, the CIA, the DOJ, and the FBI spied on him. They spied on him illegally, and he's under indictment. They raided Mar-a-Lago, folks, to steal back these documents so that President Trump couldn't prove that Barack Hussein Obama and Beijing Biden and the corrupt FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ targeted him because he wasn't their choice for president. That's what this whole effort was for, to protect the lawlessness of Democrats. Trump is under indictment because he refused to do what John Cornyn does, because he refused to do what Mitch McConnell does, protect Democrats. He refused. He said, well, you break the law, you got to be held accountable. See, Democrats don't believe that, and neither do their flippant voters. They believe they should be able to break the law with impunity. So the legal standard here is it's going to be impossible to meet. Because how are you going to make the case that President Trump had the authority to declassify this information, yet he's in possession of wrongly possessed classified information, at the same time while the Department of Injustice is looking the other way on Joe Biden, who has admitted he's been stealing classified information from the United States since 1974. A senator cannot declassify. A vice president cannot declassify. Only a president. So the standard of proof here is impossible. So you may ask yourself, well, why would they do this then? Because President Trump is going to spend his primary time, instead of campaigning, he's going to be in New York answering these stupid unicorn poop charges. Yes, Alvin Bragg in New York took a expired misdemeanor and elevated it to a felony. And nobody knows how the hell he did it. They call it, well, that's over there at MSNBS, they call it a novel legal theory. And they'll deploy novel legal theories, anything, to stop an America First president from ever returning to the Oval Office. So then after he gets sent to New York, it should be Joe Biden under indictment. It should be Joe Biden being impeached. By the way, shame on all of you Republicans for allowing this travesty to continue 2 years, to him to victimize this country for 2 years. Kevin McCarthy, I don't believe we ought to do a political impeachment, as you're watching your own party under attack, as you're watching the Constitution shred right before your eyes. Oh, I don't believe we ought to fight. We can't be doing what the Democrats do. Get ready to lose, Speaker McCarthy. Get ready to lose the entire country, Speaker McCarthy, because that's what you're doing. If you're not going to fight them, if you're not going to use the Constitution to hold them to a standard, then what the hell are you there for? Why are you there? Just to rubber stamp and green light all of their increased spending that's going to wipe us out? So then the federal charges, then during the presidential campaign, President Trump will spend the entire presidential campaign not on the trail. So Joe Biden will be able to legitimately stay in his basement while Trump is tied up in court. And let me just tell you what could happen. What could happen is past can be prologue, and every single attack on President Trump has led to an increase in his poll numbers, a market increase. Nobody's going to be talking about anybody else except for President Trump and how much of a sham this is. And when you've got Chris Cuomo, who is going to be forced to say, yeah, Trump is accused of doing what Joe Biden's been doing, it's going to be nothing but that comparison all the way through the primary. So Joe Biden is going to, because he's three burritos short of a combination plate, is going to be in his basement again. President Trump is going to be in the headlines dominating everything. And it could mean that the American people see through Christopher Wray, see through Merrick Garland, see through the corruption. And they go to the polls and they overwhelmingly pick President Trump, knowing that he's the only one who can fix this. Joe Walsh, that dumbass, there's no way he's going to be able to fix anything. There's no way these never-Trumpers who live in Houston are going to be able to fix anything. All they're responsible doing is selling out this country and selling out a principle that, hell, used to be universal. America first. So that's where this is all going, folks. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. We'll get to the Getter and Rumble chats, try to get some of your feedback coming up next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio News.
I've got news for you, baby. I've got news for you, baby.
News.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to be arrested after being indicted on felony charges over classified documents found during last year's FBI raid on his Florida mansion. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set to make a final appeal to the High Court in the UK next week after another judge greenlit his extradition to the US. And South Africa's pledged not to enforce the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Our lines are open. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-3100. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
There's something about living here. The skies that change right before your eyes. And people that look out for each other. A community that does its bit to plan and prepare to keep everyone safe. Because bushfire is just a part of life here. We've been through it before, and we'll get through it again. We live with bushfire, so we live bushfire ready.
Are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Well, now I can't blame, well, I don't know. Folks, I don't know. I've been told that our phone lines into the studios, not our internet connection, not our broadband, but the phone lines themselves, the actual lines that you would use to call in to the KSEV studios, have been cut. Now, I don't know whether it was an AT&T crew that did it or it was another crew that did it, but some of you on the chats are saying, hey, I'm trying to call in. Unlikely one. This is, depending on which way this goes, this is going to be a front row seat for the end of the Republic. So many of you, I can understand, want to weigh in on this. But I am told that the phone lines coming into the KSEV studios have been cut by a work crew somewhere in the line, and we have no estimate on repair. So those of you trying to call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, that's going to be a bit problematic. So that's why I'm going to be leaning heavily on, I'm over on the Rumble chats right now, and that's where one person said, hey, I tried calling in and got an error. Chris, there's a Democrat on that crew. Well, it could be. It could be. I am not a big conspiracy theorist guy. I'm just not. I don't believe in that. But, I mean, if you believe that it's a coincidence that Beijing Biden and his team indicted President Trump on the very day when it was revealed that not only do we have an FD 1023 alleging Joe Biden has been selling out our country for foreign cash, that we actually have more 1023s out there alleging the same thing. And you think that's happening on the same day? I mean, by coincidence, I've got a bridge to sell you. Now, we've got somebody that is on the, I think it's the, yeah, it's the Getter chat, who is a lawless fan who believes in shredding the Constitution. His handle is Trump is a chump. And this is probably going to be his only 5 minutes of fame that he ever gets. But here's a guy. And this is the reason I want you folks on the Getter chats to look at this guy. This is a guy that is applauding the shredding of the Constitution, is applauding the open borders, the 85,000 children lost. He's applauding Beijing Biden's government delivering children into sex slavery. I mean, this is the nature of our enemy. This is the nature of, and not, by the way, not me saying it, when Beijing Biden called all of us enemies, that's how Democrats look at us. And I think we'd be stupid not to look at them the same way. Only a moron says, oh, well, let's just get along after a person says, hey, you're my enemy. Well, let's go ahead and let's just get along. That's what the Republicans do. We conservatives are not in the mood. Telephone number is, once we get these repaired, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Yeah, you know what? Dougie, it's going by so fast, folks, I can't read the entire Getter handle. But you're right. These people are imbeciles. These people are imbeciles. They look at the destruction of the country. And it's I keep on bringing this up because I can't get this guy out of my mind. You guys remember Steve Buscemi in Armageddon and how he went kind of loopy and nuts up there in space? That's the Democrat Party. That's the Never Trumpers. They're just like they're going crazy. And it's like, let's see what happens when we get rid of the last best hope of mankind on the planet. Let's just see what happens. And you and I, of course, as adults, know where this is going. You all may want to listen to Chris Christie. Chris Christie is a former governor of New Jersey. And at one time, I actually have a picture with this guy. At one time, I believed in him. At one time, I believed that that Chris Christie might be the one who Trump ended up being. The one who said, yeah, you know what? We should be opposing Democrats. Right now, all Chris Christie can do is oppose Trump. Now, I want you guys to listen to his premise. His premise is he's tired of losing elections, and he blames President Trump for that. Listen to this.
But it sounds like you're trying to save the Republican Party.
Well, look, I believe the Republican Party has been losing now for nearly 7 years.
Now, Steve Doocy over on Fox and Friends. You're trying to save the Republican Party. And how do you save it? You hire people who give in to Democrats, who cave into Democrats, who give the Democrats what they want. That's how you save the Republican Party, says Steve Doocy over at Fox and Friends.
But it sounds like you're trying to save the Republican Party.
Well, look, I believe the Republican Party has been losing now for nearly 7 years. After Donald Trump's win in 2016, which I was a large part of, we haven't been able to win anything since then.
A very large part of. Very large. Let's review. President Trump dragged the Republican Party, the pro-Democrat Republican Party, over the finish line, kicking and screaming. They didn't anticipate to win that election. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to run away with it. But President Trump pulled the Republican Party over the finish line. Then you had Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Paul Ryan, coming out of the Obama years, Paul Ryan wanted to move on. Paul Ryan didn't want to do anything to visit the imposition of Obamacare, didn't want to do anything to give a reckoning to what the Democrats had done to us for 8 years, the denigration of the U.S. military, none of it. In fact, the profligate spending. Now, this is where I think Trump has some culpability here. Trump should have been fiscally mindful. Let's just be honest. When the pandemic was unleashed on us by Communist China, when the pandemic was unleashed on us by Communist China, we would have been, if we had been exercising fiscal restraint up until that point, we would have been able to weather it a lot better, financially speaking. Now it's just way the hell out of control. But Chris Christie, so we had Republicans who fought Trump every step of the way, but Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell were not responsible for any of those losses, is what Chris Christie is saying. And that's just vacuous and stupid. There is nobody who understands what McConnell and Paul Ryan were doing which was some of the most uninspiring legislation. Americans wanted a reckoning. They wanted an accounting for what Obama had done. And these individuals were just not going to have it. These individuals, this is the Republican Party that gets up every day and figures out how they can kiss the ass of the nearest Democrat. That's not an opposition party, folks. That's not the definition of an opposition party. So there was that. Then in the 2020 election cycle, you had Mitch McConnell backing Republicans like Liz Cheney and Lisa Murkowski, who were voting for and campaigning for Democrats. But Chris Christie says, well, that's not responsible for Republican losses. It's all Donald Trump's fault. Chris Christie and Steve Ducey's they're in fantasy land.
Are you trying to save the Republican Party?
What Republican Party? There is no Republican Party. There's only the Uniparty. There's only Democrats. When Republicans win, it's Democrat priorities. When Democrats win, it's Democrat priorities. There is no Republican Party. Look at the Republican Party in the quote-unquote majority in the House. The debt ceiling deal comes up and voila. Democrat spending is blessed and affirmed for 1 year. Unacceptably high Democrat spending. And then it's rewarded with an increase the following year. And we're promised, oh, we're going to do regular order. That's right. The Republicans have been promising us regular order on a regular basis for over a decade. But with shrubs like Mitch McConnell, who were like, why go through all that transparency BS? Let's just agree with Democrats. John Cornyn selling everybody out. I mean, what hope have we? We had a conversation when we had phone lines yesterday with an individual who said, you know, I don't want a third party. I want a second party. Because right now, the Republican-Democrat Uniparty is responsible for what we're seeing. The disintegration of the rule of law. The disintegration of norms. And it's only getting worse. My question to all of you is, when are you going to get busy? It's time to get rid of those Republicans who don't want to oppose Democrats, and it's time to get rid of every Democrat. The Democrat Party is no longer an American party, and I don't think Americans ought to be voting for them. Whoever among you thinks you're still American. Telephone number is 281-558-5738. I am hoping beyond hope we get phone lines back before the end of the show. But those of you on the Getter and Rumble chats probably heard Russell. He doesn't have high hopes. I'll be right back. It's Chris Salcedo's show, Talk Fest, coming up next on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
I wrote a blog on CFACT a couple of weeks ago about the 3 Ds of climate change: deceit, distortion, and delusion. Well, let me add disgusting to that. The disgusting display was in the form of Chuck Schumer. Now, I don't think Chuck Schumer is a disgusting person. I think that he is influenced by disgusting thoughts to try to blame climate change for all the smoke in the Northeast. First of all, the origin of the fires. And this was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. I don't know if you've seen the video. They all started at once, the clear skies, in a place that is normally cool in the month of May, Quebec, that was cooler than normal in much of the area where the fire started, and wetter than normal to the north, and not nearly as dry as what's been going on in the United States. And they all started magically at the same time. Yeah, I guess they're now space aliens, and they're working with the CO2 fairy to magically light things up, because that's what you would have to believe. And I got news for Chuck Schumer. Why don't you take a look at what's actually going on in Canada? Their springs have been cooling over the last 10 to 15 years, and that's actually been helping drive wildfires in Canada down. It's disgusting. That's the only word for it. And it ought to wake people up on our side of the issue to how low they will go to drive this point home. Disgusting, delusional, distortive, and deceptive.
This is TNT climate and weather watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi, asking you to not be disgusted with the weather. It's one of God's greatest gifts that you could possibly have. And enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Anglo-American instigated regime change wars in recent decades have had a tragic outcome. Remember President George W. Bush's threat to Saddam Hussein in November 2002. If he refuses to disarm, then we will lead a coalition of the willing and disarm him. This threat was based on lies concocted under British Prime Minister Tony Blair that Saddam Hussein could unleash weapons of mass destruction in 45 minutes. More than 1 million Iraqis have died as a result of the conflict in their country since the US-led invasion in 2003. The Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs reports that as of 2021, 9.2 million Iraqis are internally displaced or refugees abroad. Regime change wars have left failed states, hotbeds of terrorism, and a refugee crisis not seen since World War II.
Engine 2, respond emergency, structure fire. Address is somewhere in the downtown region. House in question is medium-ish in size. It's a stucco house, a mostly stucco house, and it's kind of near a parking lot. Over.
If we can't find you, we can't help you. If you call 911 from a cell phone, please be prepared to give us your exact location. Visit ecom911.ca to learn more. Ecom 911. Help us help.
You better lock up your sons when the ex-girls hit town. We're an irresistible force. We have the power to get whatever and whoever we want. Let's go. Time to find somewhere hot. We cut through the traffic. No one can stand in our way. Wait there. Don't move a muscle, the paramedic said.
The driver said I just ran out in front of him. I can't remember anything, but I've been told I'll be on crutches for a while, and my miniskirt-wearing days are over.
Too much alcohol makes you feel invincible when you're most vulnerable. At least 77% of pedestrians killed in road accidents at night had been drinking. Alcohol. Know your limits.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Dear and treasured friend of mine, and we've been working together, well, since 2013, over 10 years now, over a decade. Tell the folks who Stephen A. Smith is.
Oh, he's a real tool with ESPN.
You've never been a fan of Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, he's an ass clown.
Okay, so you may change, some people may agree with you, and those of you who are not into sports may not know who Stephen A. Smith is, but he jumps on News Nation. That's where Chris Cuomo, by the way, went. Communist Chris Cuomo. He jumps on News Nation and is reacting, believe it or not, to President Trump's indictment. I'm not sure what News Nation was thinking. Naturally, when you get a Trump indictment, you want to reach out to the sports world and get Stephen A. Smith on to comment on it, but here's Stephen A. Smith and his comments to News Nation and Chris Cuomo's program about the Trump indictment. And our buddy Benny Johnson over at Newsmax says, Stephen A. Smith drops absolute red pills on Biden indicting Trump. Here it comes.
Biden wasn't that popular of a candidate, at least before the primaries in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. You know, up until that point, he wasn't even in the game as far as a lot of people were concerned. And so because of that, when you look at it from that perspective, Chris, what it comes down to is you're going to have people sitting up there on his side and saying they can't beat him legitimately. And it's going to add momentum to his argument that they're exhausting themselves with doing everything they can to prevent him from being the Republican nominee because they can't beat him.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to say. Well,
I don't know. I don't think Russell has very high opinions of Stephen A. Smith's sports acumen. But I think he's reading the tea leaves accurately, politically speaking.
I give him that.
Yeah. I mean, I can see exactly where this is going. The American people know that the stumbling, falling down, bumbling octogenarian who has lost his marbles, lost more than a few steps, who is allowing Marxists and socialists to run this country into the ground, that has overseen massive amounts of spending, open borders, rampant crime, a denigrated and degraded military, that the American people go, oh, that's right, they have nothing. The Democrats can't say they've done anything well. All of you shrubs in the Democrat Party, all of you never-Trumpers can't point to one damn thing and how our lives are better because of your votes, because of your advocacy against an America First candidate. You can't show us. So the only thing you can do is to turn your political opponent into you. Accuse them of being guilty of everything that you're guilty of. I said at the beginning, and this is a tweet now, I put it up at C. Salcedo Show, at C. Salcedo Show. You can see it, like it, and share it if you... And by the way, there's a... My favorite stamp is the picture. My favorite stamp is the picture associated with this tweet. Hillary, guilty. She was guilty of crimes. What did James Comey do? Well, he investigated Trump. Didn't investigate Hillary. Didn't prosecute Hillary. Biden was guilty of, and I keep on forgetting to dig up that dang soundbite of Joe Biden admitting that he withheld congressionally approved funds unless a foreign nation fired a prosecutor. So Biden admits he was guilty. We have him on tape admitting his guilt, and they impeach Trump for doing that. Fast forward to Joe Biden admitting he's been stealing classified documents from the United States as senator and as vice president since 1974. They've been sitting in his garage. They've been sitting in his Delaware home. They've been sitting in the office space shared with Communist China. The Communist China was paying Hunter Biden $50,000 a month, and then Hunter Biden was paying Daddy $50,000 a month in rent for the Delaware house. But we're supposed to believe that China didn't get their hands on any of this classified information. But Biden admits he's guilty, Trump under indictment. Folks, I can't stress this enough. This is what the Never Trumpers voted for. This is the moral character and the moral fiber of the Never Trumpers, like Joe Walsh, piece of pond scum. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I'm still hoping. I'm still hoping that we get those phone lines back, folks.
Don't hold your breath, dude. You're going to turn purple and blue.
Mr. Optimism. There he is, folks.
I'm Russell checking Sherrill. The lines, but it's not going to happen. AT&T just really dropped the ball on this one.
Do you know whether it was a work crew, or do we know whether it was
AT&T? I don't
know. Yeah, no, they don't. Folks, if you've ever dealt with AT&T, whenever you have an outage, and sometimes the power companies too here in Texas, you say, hey, what's going on? Crickets. When are we going to have restored? In 2 hours. And then in 2 hours, in 4 hours. And then in 4 hours, in 6 hours. It's just one of those things. I'm trying to find that soundbite, folks, on the fly, and I just keep on forgetting to do it in the spot breaks. So we're going to bring on Amber Athey coming up here at the top of the hour, and she will give us her evaluation. I'm going to make it a point to search for that soundbite. But you all have to know that Joe Biden is caught on tape saying, well, hell, if the prosecutor isn't fired, by the time I leave here, you're not getting the money. Congressionally approved money Joe Biden was going to withhold. He admitted he blackmailed a foreign country, a quid pro quo. You fire the prosecutor investigating my son, or I withhold congressionally approved money. They impeached Trump for allegedly doing that, which Trump didn't do. Trump just said to Zelensky, hey, you might want to follow the money trail. You might want to do that. And they accused him of withholding these funds, which he never did. The funds went through. So Beijing Biden admitted he made the threats, yet Trump gets impeached. So, I wish I could find this thing, because it really would shed a lot of light on this. But I think, long story short, kids, we've got the Democrats on tape, or the evidence of, now you got Joe Biden, these FD-1023s, you got Joe Biden implicated in multiple schemes. Here's Joe Biden saying that he supports the genital mutilation of children. Now, you're going to hear Joe Biden say some things mischaracterizing our opposition to that. So I have no problem with saying the leader of the Democrat Party likes to chop up children's body parts and wants to make that and keep that legal. Have a listen.
It's wrong that the violence and hate crimes targeting LGBTQ people is rising. It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills targeting transgender children.
You have that wrong, you moron. You have that wrong, you degenerate piece of filth. we are protecting children from left-wing parents who go, I'm going to chop off some body parts of my child so I can get a pat on the back.
Terrifying families and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel and it's callous. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids.
No. My kids don't belong to you. You screwed up your own, you degenerate. You can't have mine. And your left-wingers can't have mine. Go talk to some of these never-Trumpers. They'll be willing to turn over their children to you, dear leader. Not me. Amber Athey coming up. Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas and TNT Radio.